candidate for the fair. Famous 4-H milkshakes. These two joints.
Doing my time at the soil and water.
All right, good. Yes. Perfect. All right, so let me know if you need anything, and I will send a budget request along. I'm going to talk to Amanda about water as well. Okay. And soil and water, with changes at soil and water, if you could find to sort of sit and see how we're working.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Now, you said the agricultural plan was our agricultural plan is 1997.
Yeah, no, 97. But to be fair, we're going to meet in August because I am.
Yeah.
Let's talk after if we have a couple minutes.
Thanks.
All right. So I'll call the meeting to order now. Can I do a roll call for us?
Sure. Okay, I'm off the phone. Chairman DeLon.
Here.
Heidi Haynes. Reverend Julian Collins.
Here.
Dave Donaldson.
Here.
Mary Waro.
Here.
Tracy Bartels.
So the minutes for the both the June 10th and 11th meeting went out last week. And I hope you've had the opportunity to review them. A motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second? Dave?
Yeah, who moved it?
Who moved?
Okay. Oh, the Reverend did. Okay, second then. Okay, I said so moved. I thought I didn't hear him say first.
Thank you.
And then we also have the amended minutes from May. So Nettie didn't put those on, but we were going to walk through them.
Okay, let's do that.
So the amended minutes, it was just to reflect that Reverend Collins was not present. He was marked as present for that meeting. And then a quick correction that the language should have read Vice President Capuano pointed out that there was previously a misunderstanding of capital funding within the prior administration and that this has been taken care of and expenses were previously being taken out of the operating budget rather than being paid for under the capital program. So that was the corrections.
All right. Move to accept the correction.
Second. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Jimmy, you're going to provide the SUNY Ulster update for us?
Absolutely. So SUNY Ulster, thank you. The budget has been passed. We are actively working right now to get everything kind of put into our financial systems. We're also undergoing a lot of capital construction projects right now. As you know, we have had many come before the board and come before the Capital Projects Committee also. The Vanderlyn Pedestrian Bridge has been since removed. Thank you to the county for that. They did a great job with the demolition. We are actively having Parrot Enterprises install the new pedestrian bridge. So that'll be a fun project. There'll be lots of big cranes, so bring your kids. Mine are very excited. We also have classroom renovations that are undergoing right now, so we're complete on demolition for those. We are going to start construction for the replacement of all the interiors within the next couple weeks, and then furniture hopefully will be complete and installed. Probably that will be happening by Columbus Day weekend. We have a long lead time, as it turns out, for some of the furniture components. The gym wall project is advancing. We've done all the asbestos testing on that and all the hazard mitigation testing. The firm will be on site to do some remediation work, and then they'll be undergoing that within the next couple of weeks. And that actually has a really quick turnaround, so we hope to have that all done and cleaned up before the start of the school year for that one.
That was my question. For all of these projects? Or
not for all of these. For the gym wall will be done before the start of the school year. The Vanderlyn Pedestrian Bridge will have the structure in place. We might have some final handrails that have to go in, some lighting components that have to go in. So we're probably going to remain closed for that exit for the first week of school. We have an alternate exit plan that's been approved by the state and the county safety department. We've walked through the exiting plan with everybody in that building. We'll continue to do that. And as students come in, we'll make sure that we're informing them of the proper exiting. But we're hoping within the first week of classes, we'll have that back open and have that exit operable.
Great.
And then the classroom renovations, the interior, all the interior work will be done. We're just hopefully going to have the furniture that might be a little bit delayed. So we might have to put some of the old furniture components back in, then take that out and put the new furniture in.
Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's move on to resolutions. Resolution number 292, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Fidengaro and Deutsch Consulting Engineers Veterans Services.
All right, that's the cemetery. I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Sure. So this is just expanding the scope to add in seeker.
I think that's another one. That's the last resolution.
Yep. So there's two resolutions on this. This is actually the contract amendment for the design firm to add seeker in as part of their scope, which was not in the original scope when we went out to RFP. So.
And this is to create 3,000 additional plots. So
yes,
I understand
this is expanding onto the other sites. So this is expanding the cemetery across the road. So this portion will be on the town side, actually. In the village side. The rest of the cemetery where we're in right now is on the town side.
So it's not only the expansion of the plots, but there's also some buildings, I think.
There's going to be a pavilion.
A pavilion for services in the event of inclement weather.
But this is just because you had to put the seeker in.
This is because we had to add in the seeker.
All right. Why wasn't it added before? They just said,
this is a project that is being handed by the Veterans Services Department, and they didn't think about seeker. So when that time came, they went to Dennis, and Dennis was like, well, have you done seeker? And they said no, so he suggested they hire out the design firm to do the seeker work.
Alrighty.
Alright, so there's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Authorizing resolution number 299, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the New York Connects program with the New York State Office of the Aging. I believe this is for a case manager and it's 100% funded.
This resolution is a grant application for the New York Connects program in the amount of $257,000. So it will be part of that resolution 301, which is adding a case manager, but New York State Office for the Aging reached out to Ulster County Office for the Aging and said we have an additional $257,000. This is our normal New York Connects grant.
Now, why is it the date's April 1st, 2019?
It's the state fiscal year.
Okay. But, all right.
So, there's a motion.
Move it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 300, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the unmet need grant from New York State Office of the Aging.
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions, discussion?
So this is again unmet need. We offer services to seniors who otherwise wouldn't be able to be in their homes. This, I think, helps eliminate some of the wait lists that we currently have.
All right then.
So this is people not on Medicaid? Because people are covered on Medicaid can stay in.
Correct.
With that, so this would cover.
Right. This goes above and beyond.
Well, the amount must be, you must have a waiting list then.
I'm sure this eliminates some people off the list.
Right.
Any other questions?
No, I'll move it. Okay. I'm not thinking it was moved already. I'm sorry.
All in favor?
No.
Resolution 301, creating one full-time position and amending the 2019 Ulster County Budget Office of the Aging. Move it.
Move. I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Dave. Any discussion on this, Mark?
This is kind of, you were speaking earlier about the case manager. This is adding an additional case manager to OFA. It is covered by the unmet needs grant. And this is 100% state funding. And we have assurances that it will be in the 5-year state financial.
So this position is taken care of for the next 5 years through New York State?
Yes, I mean as much as any position is, but we do have it set aside to where if that appropriation goes away, this position would potentially go away.
Yeah, the sunset clause.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Resolution number 302, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, for design and construction phase services. Phase two of campus roof project for Hardenburg Hall related to the campus roof's capital budget. Projects number 489, campus roofs, and amending the 2019 Ulster County Capital Fund, SUNY Ulster.
I'm moving.
Second.
Discussion, questions?
Yep, we discussed this at length in the past.
Yeah. I know there was a question from Public Works on the solar capabilities right. for the roofs. We've spoken to DASNY. They will look into doing an assessment for solar on this roof. It is a flat roof. They said that will change some of the design specs potentially if we went that direction, but that we would come back after they've done their analysis to see if it's structurally able to house solar. If it is structurally able to house solar, we would do that as a separate project. We wouldn't roll it in with the roof. This is obviously to repair a very bad, poor functioning roof. And then at that point, we would investigate doing any kind of rooftop solar if it made sense based on the structural components.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Can we vote on this? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Resolution number 304. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with Ulster County Community College for the Public Safety Training Center located at 250 Ulster Landing Road in the town of Ulster, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Move it. Yep, right. I'll second it then.
Second it.
Training Center. Mm-hmm. Public Safety Center, Training Center.
Public right. Safety Training Facility.
Yes, $10 a year. But we will provide maintenance. SUNY Ulster will provide the janitorial services. This is very similar to the lease that we have at SUNY Ulster Kingston Center.
All right. Vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 306 authorizing additional funding for capital project number 528. Veteran Cemetery to meet the environmental and quality requirements and seeking legal status in 2 years.
I thought that was the first resolution.
Yeah, I got a little confused.
So if you want to move it and second off, I'll explain.
Yes, please.
Okay. So this is actually amending the capital project. For the fund.
Gotcha, never mind.
The other one was amending the contract with the design firm
right,
to
right.
add those gotcha. Funds okay. in. But we need the money in the capital project, which this one
right.
does.
Gotcha.
It's important that you're here. Thank you. All right. It's been a...
Yeah, you saved me from having to read through
it. Ooh, this one's done.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Do we do 306?
This is 306.
We just did. Good. Yeah.
So, right,
so we're going to vote it. That's been seconded.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. New business, August 12th, we're going to be meeting Mohawk Preserve offices with the President and CEO, Glenn Holguin. I don't know, I don't think you were all here, but Glenn called me today to let me know that he's taken another position And he's been at the Mohawk Preserve, which again is another economic driver for Ulster County for, I believe it's 25 years. So he'll be moving on, and there'll be a national search for this position. But at any rate, we'll still be having that meeting. He's still willing to have those discussions. So what do you think about asking some of our recipients, maybe a couple of them, to come to this particular meeting also?
I think we need to have them, you know, for budgetary purposes, right. We haven't, they need to justify what they're going to be putting in.
So
we could, you know, we're getting at a point where it's July, August, so we probably should start getting some of them to come in.
So what do you think, three of them?
Where it's going to be in Mohawk, so.
We could ask Hartsmith Hudson and.
Yeah, what is our list?
Impact, maybe.
Yeah, we should think about it, but.
I'm sorry, Jim, I have to go to.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you.
I don't know. We got a list in front of us? We don't have a list of.
I'll call Nettie and I'll go through it with her and see what would be most convenient.
Yeah. Some of them you want to get, you know, get the libraries. I mean, the libraries, they'd probably like to go up to Mohawk. You know, you might probably grab some of the people that would probably like the trip. Right?
Well, I think he wants to take us on a tour.
The library, the arts. Probably would like it, you know, the people from the arts, mid-arts, and maybe UPAC. Yeah, that's go with those three.
Three, okay. Very good. I'll do that. Any old business? Entertain a motion to adjourn. Don't forget we need to sign all of these.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to adjourn?
All right. Seconded? We're looking at you, Julie.
Second.
Thank you.
And
all in favor?
Aye.
Again.